This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatajananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on Wednesday, that is 14th of October. Well, Indian market rallied for the 10th consecutive day in a row as bulls pushed the benchmark indices well in the green towards the close of the session. Now, Sensex rallied by more than 160 points, while the Nifty 50 did reclaim 11,900-11,950 levels after falling 11,800 earlier in the intraday trade. Now, let's look at the final tally on D Street. Well, Sensex rose 169 points to close at 40,794, while the Nifty 50 gained 36 points to end at 11,971. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in finance, banks, realty and capital goods space, while profit taking was visible in utilities, power, IT and oil and gas space. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index rose 0.5%, while the small-cap index was down by 0.19%. So, we saw a mixed performance from the broader market. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like Bajaj Finance, SBI Life, as well as Bajaj Finserv. Top Nifty losers include names like ONGC, NTPC and Wipro. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the finance index was up 1.6%, followed by the S&P BSE BankEx, which was up 1.62%, and the realty index gained 1.04%. While some profit taking was seen in the utilities, that was down 1.7%, followed by the power index, that was down 1.5%, and the IT index fell by 1.53%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like ONGC, SBI Life, as well as NTPC. Long buildup was seen in stocks like PVR, Ramco Cement, and PNB, while short buildup was seen in stocks like NTPC, IDFC First, and Coforge. Now, more than 100 stocks on the BSE hit their fresh 52-week high. That includes names like InfoEdge, JK Cement, as well as Mindtree. Now, let's also see how Nifty's plays in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a bullish candle on the daily charts. In fact, it has given the highest daily close in the last 148 trading sessions since 20th of February 2020 and has formed an outside bar formation, which indicates that bulls are empowering the move. Now, Nifty has to continue to hold above 11,900 levels to witness any up move towards 12,100 or 12,200 levels, while on the downside, major support exists at 11,800 and then 11,750. That's what Chandan Taparia of Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited said. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.